It's good to be with you this morning, and I appreciate all the prayers and encouragement and everything that everybody did yesterday. And, you know, somebody told me that yesterday was all about me. Well, that may have been the service to my ordination. But that was yesterday. Today, our focus, and I hope our focus, is on God and our Savior. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." In verse 2 says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth." Set your affection. I think when I first started preaching, there was one time I kept putting an S on that affection. Our whole affection. When we come, when we have this time to sit and listen to God's Word, this time that we have to be here, to be at the worship service, because that's what this is. It is a worship service. When we come and we sing the songs that are written to proclaim the name of our Savior, that's our chance to worship Him and to praise His name. And I hope and pray that it sets your mind in focus on what we're here for. But I also hope and pray that you've been doing that before you came. That's what we need to be doing each and every day, is setting our mind in frame. And one way we can do that is set your affection on things above and not on things of this earth. You know, things of this earth are fleeting. They're here today and gone tomorrow. The kingdom of God is forever. And we have it here now to enjoy. Why not enjoy it while we can here in this life? Yes, we have that hope that is within us that one day we will be with Him in glory. That day is not today. I mean, it could be. The Lord could come before I even get done speaking. I don't know. That would be wonderful. But while we're here, while we have time, let us set our affection on things above, not on things of the earth. And he started that with, says, "If ye be risen with Christ." Aren't we risen with Christ? Don't we serve a risen Savior? Isn't He alive today, reigning in glory, right? He's alive. So if He's risen, then one day I'll be risen. But I am risen, right? It's already done, right? I mean, it's good as well, right? So we are risen with Christ. So let us set our affection on things above. And real quick, I don't want to take too much more time. I want Brother Buddy to have as much time as he can. Because I want to hear him. In Matthew chapter 6, a couple of verses real quick. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Brethren, where is our heart at today? Where is our affection being placed? Where is our affection being targeted at? Did we wake up this morning and spend some time with the Lord this morning? Did we read in His Word? Did we say a few prayers? Did we try to spend a little time with the Lord this morning? Did you bring Him with you when you came in this morning? That's the whole thing about getting our mind in focus. You know, Romans chapter 12, "Beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." You know, and how we can do that is by the renewing of our mind, right? Renewing of our mind is reading God's Word, setting our affection on His Word, making this a priority, that we will focus our affection on Him. So, but for in Matthew chapter 6, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." That's a very true statement. Well, obviously it's the Word of God, so it's a true statement. But oh, can't we see it today? And I have to hang my head in shame sometimes. Sometimes my treasure is not the kingdom. Sometimes my affection is not on the kingdom. Sometimes my affection is not on the Lord. It should be. You know, later in this chapter, in verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, so much time of our life is focused on trying to be a better person, or, you know, if we're trying to be a better parent, we're trying to be a better spouse, we're trying to be a better employee, or, you know, a employer, you know, trying to work with people, trying to help some people, being a teacher of some sort. Lord told us that if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, put that first and foremost in your mind, setting your affection on Him, and seek Him first. Friends, sisters, it'll set our mind and it'll be our better for us as we live here in this life. Because He says, all these things shall be added unto you. We heard yesterday that, you know, if you just put God first, put Him first, you'll be a better father. You'll be a better husband. You'll be a better wife. You'll be a better, you'll be a better child of God. Amen. And a servant of the Lord if we're putting Him first. So let us think upon these things. If we haven't set our affection on the Lord this morning, if things have been kind of chaotic, if the devil has been on your back on your case, or whatever the case may be, it's not too late. We can do it now. We can pray the Lord would help us to tune my heart, push the vain and perishable things out of the world, out of the side for a little while. You know this thing about when the Lord told us into our prayer life, to enter into thy prayer closet, and when thou hast shut the door. And it's not saying that you have to physically clean everything out of your closet so you can squeeze in there until you shut the door. Now, if you have to help you get your mind frame, fine. But the point is to shut the door. Shut the world out. We're only here for a short time. We're only here for a short time. Let's shut the door. Leave the world outside.
Amen.
And be here with our whole affection on the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And brethren, we'll have more of a blessed time. Please be in prayer for Elder Abernathy as he comes before us.